Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Sean Diddy Combs, a new documentary out, Diddy, the making of a bad boy on Peacock. And, you know, there's a lot of documentaries on Diddy right now. This one drops a lot. It really does not disappoint in terms of documentaries. It's not just rehashing old information. Lots of new people coming out and talking about all sorts of things as they look back in the life of Diddy and, you know, what exactly made the bad boy, exactly what it says. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is an interesting one because it's not just he did this, he did that. We're all shocked. That's what we understand. But I always say, what's in the recipe? What made this person who they are? People like Diddy don't often just kind of be like this. There's some reason, there's something in there that drove him in those directions. And we'll talk about some of that, including watching some clips from that documentary. A point that's made in there initially talking about his childhood is a very unconventional childhood. His father was murdered at a very young age. His mom fell into some money after that, and he lived a very privileged life. Ended up joining a gang of some sort, though, but was always kind of the outsider. While living that life with his mom, Janice, the allegations in the film are kind of shocking. It's talking about sex parties and people, kind of living the life that Sean still did. What's your reaction to that and the kind of trauma and the kind of things that would happen to someone when you're exposed to that sort of a lifestyle as a norm at such a young age?
You know, there aren't a ton of hard and fast rules about childhood and raising kids because we've all got different family cultures and all of that. But one of the things that always stands is children learn what they live. And so I think we've known intuitively that there had to be some pretty dark stuff in his history. Mm-hmm. You know, he did not grow up in a normal way, or he wouldn't have turned out to be the psychopathic, narcissistic, dark triad individual that he is.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, even though the extent of, you know, what's in the documentary is shocking. In other ways, it's like when you line it all up as a puzzle, it makes perfect sense.
And it should be noted, Puffy or Diddy is denying all this. His mom is denying any of these accusations. But these are coming from childhood friends. People, like one of them even like lived with Diddy. They had tenants in their lower section of their home. And they were friends. They kind of, you know, were raised like brothers. And he's coming out and saying this stuff. Let's take a look at some of those accusations made in the new documentary on Peacock. Diddy making of the bad boy. Let's take a look.
Because Sean had no dad, all he had was his mom. Sean's house, our house, there was always things going on. On the weekend, you partied in the house, and we did that a lot. He was around all type of alcohol. He was around reefer smoke. He was around drug addicts around, lesbians around, homosexuals. He was around pimps and pushers. That was just who was in our house. People that attended the parties were from Harlem and from the streets.
I wasn't at the Janice Combs parties, but some things I heard. She had like a little crew of chicks that would come around and, you know, she made sure everybody was comfortable.
At night, it wouldn't be a thing to mistakenly walk into one of the bedrooms and you got a couple in there butt naked. That's what we were privy to. This is what we were fed. Was it desensitizing us? I'm sure it was. Were we aware of it? No. That was just Saturday night.
If you grow up in a very sexualized environment, that's going to shape their sexual template in terms of what are appropriate boundaries, what's acceptable. And when you have a lot of unresolved trauma, the trauma doesn't go away just because you have all that access to wealth and power and no guardrails. The trauma is there and it's still unresolved. And you just have more resources to do more damage with.
Very true. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I would term it developmental disruption. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's traumatic to have developmental disruption, but I think so often we think of trauma as people beating their kids or berating their kids. And with developmental disruption, it's when the course of how we develop our internal self, our personality, it doesn't go in a healthy way. It goes in this aberrant way, which is, I think, what produces his sense that he's so special, you know, which goes back throughout his entire history. The guy has this huge ego and thinks he can get away with anything. And when you live in a family culture where you don't have normal structure and normal support, I mean, that's a recipe for somebody who turns out to be a sex offender. So it all makes perfect sense.
What's interesting in developmental disruption, that's an interesting term, because I think sometimes, you know, this, it sounds like, I mean, if these allegations are true, I mean, it's abuse to raise a child in a household where that sort of lifestyle is going on. Again, all allegations, but, you know, if that is true, it's a different kind of abuse, because it's an abuse that while that child is living it, they're not seeing it as wrong. They're enjoying this life. Right. At least it seems like this, in this case, the people did, the kids did, thinking, oh, this is norm. You know, mom's having these parties. This is fun. This is great. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing that. And when you're, you know, an early teen boy or something, and there's girls around that are half naked, you're going to enjoy that. But sure, you're not realizing your exposure at that time to a life like that and what that, you know, must do to one's psyche, especially at that time. We this was an age, there wasn't internet pornography. If you wanted to see that, you had to like sneak your dad's Playboy or something. So, or I guess in this case, if these allegations are true, go into the bedroom when mom's having a party.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like the term sexual template, because that is wired early in life. You know, when we talk about serial killers, these sexually motivated crimes, that stuff starts in their thinking, mm-hmm. in their development when they're 8, 9, 10 years old. And so it's very difficult for them going forward in life to have any sense of what's normal and to have the ability to connect sexual behavior with emotion, with empathy, with compassion, with what we would call love. You know, it's like sex is completely divorced from that. And people are objects that they use. And so this is a template that's persistent throughout their lives.
It feels like it could have gone either way for Diddy. Had he not had the money and the wealth in a young age and then fell into what I shouldn't say fall into. He was a very talented music producer. I mean, his talent in that area is undeniable. Doesn't make him a good person, but he certainly has talent there. And he used that, and his drive, you know, drove him to the top, but it still doesn't make him a good person. When you have that sort of drive and those sort of things around you, and this is what you think is norm, he could have easily gone into being a pimp or something, had the money and the wealth and all those things not happen if that's the way you want to treat someone. It probably would have ended a very bad downfall early on in life, probably be dead by now. But because he had the money and the wealth and the power, he was able to kind of continue on this bizarre way of living from childhood and really just continue it forward.
Yeah, 100%. He had power. Mm-hmm. And when you have a malevolent personality with that kind of money and power, this all lines up. It's very scary.
It truly is. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.